on FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Kieran Corr.
A man charged with the murder of a police officer from Kent has made his first appearance at Crown Court. 49-year-old Stefano Breezy is accused of killing PC Gordon Semple at his flat in Southwark and will go on trial in October. The 59-year-old officer's remains were found a week after he failed to return home to Greenhithe after working in the capital. A third of stalking victims are now harassed online. And as Charlie reports for KMFM, most don't report it to police either.
Anonymous emails, and then shortly afterwards I received unwanted gifts.
Claire Waxman was stalked for 12 years and now campaigns for victims. She wants tougher rules for social media sites.
I think these platforms need to become more accountable.
Rachel Griffin from the Susie Lamplugh Trust, who commissioned the research, says policing needs to improve.
We've really got to train up the police and the other parts of the criminal justice system to really understand how to investigate and prosecute digital stalking.
2 in 5 victims say officers didn't do enough to help.
A third person's been charged following the deaths of 2 people in a suspected stabbing in Canterbury. 40-year-old Natasha Sadler and Simon Gorecki, who was 47, were found at a house in Dickens Avenue last month. 18-year-old Samantha Groombridge from Athelstan Road is accused of assisting an offender. Meantime, a 35-year-old woman's been charged with the same offence, while a 53-year-old man's accused of murder. Migrants trying to get to the UK are paying smuggling gangs as much as £13,500 and heading to smaller beaches in Kent, according to the National Crime Agency. Criminal networks bringing refugees over from France in inflatable boats are said to be targeting quieter ports in the county. The UK's equivalent to the FBI is running the largest dedicated operation against organised immigration crime in Europe. Meantime, the amount of unaccompanied asylum seeker children arriving in Kent is having a huge knock-on impact on our schools and local health services, according to council bosses. They've been giving evidence to an inquiry in the House of Lords. Andrew Ireland, who's Director of Social Care at the County Council, says more could be done to deal with those pressures.
The issue of health services, I think, is really important. There is work to be done in to ensure that initial health screening is available in a timely fashion.
There are currently more than 880 under-18s being looked after by the local authority after arriving here without their parents. A man's been arrested after a woman was left seriously injured after being hit by a car in Swanley. Emergency crews, including the air ambulance, were called to St Mary's Road yesterday afternoon. The casualty was taken to a London hospital. A 55-year-old is in custody. A Kent MP's criticised a council's plans to charge a running group for using a park. Stoke Gifford Parish Council in Bristol has voted in favour of asking the Park Run Group to pay a small amount towards upkeep. Sports Minister Tracy Crouch, who represents Chatham and Elsford, has tweeted it creates a barrier to participation. Meantime, Olympic gold medalist Dame Kelly Holmes, who's from Kent, says it's a disgrace. But Councillor Ernie Brown has defended the move.
Park Run is an organisation like football, like a dance group, like other groups we have here, who all pay for the use of the hire. Now, we're not proposing, I said, to charge each runner, but we've asked Parkrun to apply for a grant.
The funeral of much-loved TV agony aunt Denise Robertson will take place in her home city this afternoon. She died earlier this month at the age of 83 from pancreatic cancer. And Kent actor Mark Rylance will reportedly play a pope in a new Steven Spielberg film. The pair recently teamed up for Bridge of Spies, which saw the 56-year-old from Ashford win Best Supporting Actor at the Oscars. The next movie will tell the true story of a young Jewish boy in the mid-19th century who was taken from his Italian parents to be raised as a Christian.
KMFM Sport.
In cricket, Kent's opening game of the season has ended without a single ball being bowled. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Joe.
Well, a pitch inspection has confirmed the outfield at Worcestershire is still too wet for the county championship game to go ahead. Kent's next game is away to Leicestershire, starting on the 24th. Football and the Gillingham manager says he's feeling disappointed and flat after they suffered a 2-1 defeat at home to Walsall last night. The result means they dropped to 6th in League One and their chances of automatic promotion are all but over. The Gills missed a penalty in the first half. Here's boss Justin Ennenborough.
It rocked us, it put us on our heels and certainly I felt Walsall gained from that and probably finished the first half stronger than us and maintained that second half.
And Manchester United's one remaining chance for a trophy this season is on the line tonight when they take on West Ham in their FA Cup quarter-final replay. Louis van Gaal's side come into the game on the back of a 3-0 Premier League hammering at Tottenham. Kickoffs at 7.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.